City Council meeting for Tuesday, March 19th, 2019, called to order. Invocation tonight, Pastor Fred Franks from Allen Church, followed by Pledge of Allegiance.
Let's pray. Well, Father, thank you for this beautiful day, and thank you for this beautiful place we live. We pray blessing over this City Council meeting. We thank you for all those who serve. We thank you for our mayor. We thank you for all those who work in our city to make it beautiful. And we're thankful for all those who keep us safe. And we pray that you will keep them safe. We commit this evening to you. And we're always careful to give you all the glory, honor, and praise. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Costa?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Hennen?
Here. Entertaining a motion considering tonight's agenda?
Move to approve the agenda with four additional items. The first being approval of a liquor license for the Blind Tiger. The second, approval of a liquor license for Desmond's Taste of Jamaica. Third, a resolution opposing proposed SB 23. And the fourth, a resolution opposing proposed SB 19.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Moving to consideration of previous minutes from our work session, regular council meeting, committee of the whole, 2/19/19. Move those forward for review. If there are no objections, reading the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? No corrections. The minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements by council? Okay, auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Ken?
Mayor and Council, we have a proclamation for the Gulf Shores Women's Club. The Gulf Shores Women's Club was chartered in 1948 and federated in 1949 to foster civic, social, and education betterment of the community. And the club has since dedicated countless hours and thousands of dollars to the community and has demonstrated in many practical ways a deep and genuine love for philanthropy and service by sponsoring the annual tour of homes, charitable fashion show, contributing to local libraries, college scholarships for high school seniors, the Lighthouse Women's Shelter, Christian Service Center, cleaning 1 mile of beach annually, Alabama Sheriff and Boys Ranch, Mary Shelter, the Gulf Shores Starfish Special Olympic Swim Team, the Baldwin County Turtle Watch, the Alabama Gulf Coast Zoo, Under His Wings, Youth Reach, Family Promise, and the Ronald McDonald House. And the club reaches beyond the borders of its own community to foreign lands and a small village population of 300 to provide income and water wells to live to lives whose daily struggles are eased by the compassion for mankind as well as the Lamb Safe House in the Honduras. The club is a lighthouse in the community and surrounding areas for all to look upon by being a beacon of unselfish giving, setting a shining example to others of how a group can come together to make a difference in the community and the lives of others. Now, therefore, be it proclaimed by the Orange Beach City Council and Mayor that April 2019 is Women's Club Month in honor of the 70th anniversary of the Gulf Shores Women's Club. Yay. I think there's some representatives here that need you to present that. Can we take a picture? Can
70 years?
70 years.
70 years. That's awesome.
And Wilma was not president.
I know we've spoken to the club on numerous occasions, and they're very receptive and do a great job. They usually meet at Craft Farms. Hey, yo, it's 70 degrees. Slide just there. There you go.
70 for
70.
70 for 70.
We
We're going to have to work on that.
We don't miss a detail.
It was right there.
Yeah, right.
Thank you, Ms. Wilma.
Thank you.
I would just like to say thank you, Mayor Pennon, and the City Council, to everyone that has supported this organization for 70 years. It's the thousands of hours and the thousands of dollars that we put away. It's just because we love our community, we want to help our community. We are so proud of our community. And when I say our community, I mean Real Shores and the Orange Beach. We have donated the library, the schools. Anyway, we got to run so much. I'm so sorry. I don't lose speeches. I've always heard that the beginning of the speech should be good, the ending of the speech should be good, and they should be very close together.
Thank you, Ms. Wilma.
Thank you, Ms. Wilma.
Moving to unfinished business, resolution. Second reading, resolution authorizing the execution of a third amended restated development agreement related to the wharf.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Moving to ordinances, a second reading. Ordinance amending Chapter 42, Article 3, the Municipal Code, Flood Damage Prevention.
Move to postpone consideration until the next council meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Moving to new business under miscellaneous.
Real quick, before we're postponing that, we're almost there. We just got some things to tweak, but I did want to update you on the changes we've made based on input from council members and also from the public. We're on draft number 4. And basically, as I told you before, there's the majority of it is also in the Code of Federal Regulations. It's federally mandated. We can't change it. Mm-hmm. We can't be less stringent than the feds. But there were some voluntary things that we went over at length in the calc a month or so ago. Since that time, one thing that we've done, there was a provision in there that did not allow any accessory buildings in V zones or coastal A zones. We have taken that out. We will allow, if it's passed as the version sits now, we will allow accessory buildings in all zones.
Certain square footage?
No, there's no, well, the zoning limits the square footage, but the flood ordinance won't. There was also a provision in there that they proposed to limit enclosures below base flood to a maximum of 299 square feet. We have taken that out. We will now not limit enclosures below base flood as long as they're used for storage and parking and the correct things. And we're working on the non-conversion clause that they're asking us to put in there that would basically attach to your deed a clause that says that you agree that will not be converted to living space. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of the last little bit. We're getting that tweaked, and we'll have all that ready in 2 weeks. So between now and then, if you've got any questions for me, please come, because we have to have this to FEMA before April the 19th. So I'd really like to get a vote on it at the next meeting. But if you've got anything between now and then, just please let me know, and we'll work on it. Now,
anything for Lanny? The things that you're changing, does it hurt us in any way?
No, it doesn't. They are recommendations from FEMA.
So what you originally adopted were the recommendations.
They are asking us. They are asking us to adopt those higher regulatory standards. We are not required to adopt those higher regulatory standards. And, you know, I could argue both sides of most of them, the voluntary things. The enclosure below the base flood elevation, you know, one thing you got to think of is aesthetics. If we limit that to 299 square feet, we have so many pile houses. What had you rather see, two garage doors or see everybody's stuff that would be behind those two garage doors if they could enclose it? So that's one reason. And if people wouldn't convert that to living space, it wouldn't be a big deal.
Right.
But the problem is they build the garage and, you know, 2 weekends later, it's a living room and a bedroom. So I know why they're asking us to do it. You know, I think it's a great idea. But there again, it, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword. It also brings other problems.
But it won't jeopardize our rating.
It will not jeopardize. We will not get additional credit for that higher regulatory standard. But it will not take anything away from us, nor will the accessory structure prohibition.
All right.
And to be quite honest with you, in the floods that we've had, accessory structures have really never been a big deal. I mean, that's not to say that they will never, but we already require them to be anchored and tied down. And so, you know, if it had been a problem in the past, I would recommend that we leave it in there. But it really, to my knowledge, has not.
It probably was a problem somewhere else, which is why they required it.
That's exactly the reason that they make these recommendations, because they've seen the problem elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Anything else? Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Appreciate you very much. Okay, moving to new business and a miscellaneous. It's an addition. Approval of a restaurant retail liquor license, TBT, OBA, LLC, The Blind Tiger.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Addition, approval of restaurant liquor license application, Desmond's Taste of Jamaica. Desmond's Taste of Jamaica, Loop Road.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Any discussion?
Is Desmond here?
Yes, sir.
Do you have the place up in Foley?
Yes, sir.
Are you keeping that open and just relocating a new place here?
Yes, sir. I'm keeping that open.
Fantastic. Great. Thank you.
Your food's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck.
And good luck.
All in favor?
Aye.
Good luck, buddy. Resolution appropriating funds to partner with Orange Beach Elementary School to open Sea, Sand, and Stars. Summer 2019, $18,144.
Move to adapt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Mayor.
Ryan here.
Ryan Moss was here earlier, and here's a handout. Everybody's got one in front of you. Yeah.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you all.
Appreciate y'all making it happen.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Resolution amending the employee's pay plan, job listing to add positions of creative director, environmental specialist forester.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the mayor to execute a task order with Sawgrass Consulting. Land surveying, engineering, professional service, design, permitting, construction, power line, roadway, and the amount not to exceed $175,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of a sponsored research agreement with the University of Alabama for the purpose of researching the remaining tar balls along the Alabama's beaches 10 years after Deepwater Horizon oil spill, $50,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement with McCullough Architecture for architectural services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a task order with McCullough Architecture. Provide permit drawings, new sportsplex, locker facility building, not to exceed $31,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution award the bid for two outboard motors, Marine One, police boat, $23,500, declaring two existing motors surplus.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution awarding the annual bid for grinding vegetative debris to Mobile Forest Products, biomass.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizes the execution of a statutory warranty deed, license agreements, transfer of guaranteed contribution and use agreement with the Baldwin County Board of Education.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Addition, resolution opposing proposed Senate Bill 23 that would restrict and remove municipal police or planning jurisdictions.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution opposing proposed Senate Bill 19, opposing any action by the Alabama legislature that would exempt certain vacation short-term rentals from lodging taxes.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion?
Mayor, just on that, that's on the RV parks, marinas, and those type uses, so make sure.
Why would they be special?
We're not sure. We think the sponsor has an RV.
Who sponsored 19, do we know?
I don't remember.
I saw it in Renee's email.
But that's what the buzz is.
Who was it, Renee? Alan.
Alan.
Oh, yes.
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 Okay. All right, we will adjourn. Did we vote?
We need to vote.
No.
We did. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we will adjourn and then immediately go into committee the whole.
Can I get a motion in a second for adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right, let's call the committee of whole to order Tuesday, March 19th, 2019. Tell me when you're ready, Renee.
Councilmember Silvers.
Here.
Councilmember Johnson.
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell.
Here.
Councilmember Costa.
Here.
Councilmember Boyd.
Present.
Mayor Kennan.
Here. Moving to new business under miscellaneous, designate nominee for County Board of Equalization. Robert Stewart is stepping down. Jimmy Boyd has said he would do it. It's a name, if y'all have got anybody else.
I have no problems with that. Give Jimmy
has
something to do.
Has he got time? That's what I'm saying. Has he got time
something to do?
I know one thing. I think Jimmy will fight.
Yeah.
Jimmy knows his numbers. He knows the community. He knows values. And if anybody will fight for us, I think he will.
He will represent us well.
I think so. So.
All good.
All right. Resolution awarding the bid for a new gymnasium at the Orange Beach Recreation Complex.
Mayor, there wasn't any attachments. Tell me about this. This is the addition that we discussed, and we've got the plans on it and such like that. What's the timeline? When's the bid opening?
The bid opening is on, we're possibly extending, but it opens on the 21st, so this Thursday. But we might extend it to the 28th. We're not sure, but it'll be awarded on the 2nd.
You had a pre-bid meeting?
Yes.
And did we put a time frame on the build-out that possibly is going to put a lot of extra?
7 months.
Hey, Stead. Hey, Klein.
I didn't know that. Stead told me. It was 7 months. I remember now that he
7 months build-out time? Okay.
We want it. We need it open at least by basketball season of next year.
Right. Okay.
We'd love to have it in August for opening of school, but we're not sure if we can get there or not. So.
Yeah.
Thank you, Stead.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah, and great job, buddy. It was really easy working with Stead.
So, Stead, are those dates where we can approve it on April 2nd?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, assuming it's accepted.
And he's working with us on the next project there at the rec center as well. So, resolution awarding the bid for police department video system. Resolution awarding the bid for self-contained breathing apparatus for the fire department. Y'all good with both of those?
Are those both? When do they go out?
Yeah, they're opening before this. We're awarding on the 2nd. Okay. So just
thank you.
Usual.
Resolution declaring back-to-school sales tax holiday July 19th through 21st, 2019. Resolution appropriating funds for Expect Excellence Program for fiscal year 2019, $270,000.
Mm-hmm.
Resolution authorizing the execution of a task order with Olson Associates to perform engineered beach annual monitoring, the amount of $48,200. Y'all good with that?
Yep.
And Chuck Anderson called me. Brenton Robinson was the first to donate to our Mako's Academics Arts and Athletic Club, $25,000.
Wow.
So,
that's great.
Thank you.
Very nice
thank
of them.
You. Thank you. Is Bill here tonight?
Where is Bill?
He's usually sitting right there.
I know. I mean, he missed a great.
Yep. But they didn't hesitate. They were the first ones on board.
Great.
So, okay, dope. Now we will open the floor up for comments, questions, or anything you just want to talk about.
Yes, Council, I have Mr. Jack Smith here. He would like to address the Council. He has a recommendation for a change to our public nuisance reference in our ordinance. Mr. Smith.
Thank y'all for having me. My name is Jack Smith. I live in Bear Points, full-time resident. Moved here from Birmingham in 13. A common problem that for residents where a neighbor can cause substantial debris blown from their house onto a neighboring property. The current nuisance ordinance, section 30, allows for a person to seek restitution suit at law against a neighbor causing damage or debris deposited on another's property. However, the wording in the ordinance might not allow the casual reader to understand what the ordinance says. I'm no attorney, so I consulted one to find out what it said. The clarity added by a further nuisance definition would allow the reader of the ordinance to understand their responsibility to their neighbors, thereby limiting possible legal action, disputes, and hard feelings. It is my opinion that once someone clearly knows what is expected, they generally comply. Limiting legal action is consistent with the city's policy to write a letter to a violator to comply. If they comply, the city takes no further action. I believe the city's notification letter would not be necessary if a person still clearly understood the nuisance ordinance. My request for the city's consideration is I had a neighbor with a pressure washer pointing it 45 degrees up in the air, covered my house with debris. Also, my next door neighbor, the same thing happened to him almost within a couple of weeks of each other. It would have been worse if they were trying to apply stain or painting a house or whatever stain you can't ever get back up on off of anything. The point here is to clearly state what is required to help our neighborhood and residents to use common sense and courtesy around them. I feel we have the opportunity to eliminate the problem before it happens. If it does not, then legal action by the victim and the city is still on the table, but always the action should be of the last resort. I went to meet with an attorney because I can't read stuff and understand it. Our city attorney can.
Yeah, it's Wanda.
Yeah.
There you go.
So do you think by putting this ordinance on the books, the neighbor would not have aimed the pressure washer into 45 degrees?
If he read the ordinance the way it sits, he might not have understood. He couldn't have done it.
When you addressed the neighbor, did he respond in any favorable way at all?
When I told him I was calling the police. That's the only reason he stopped. And the neighbor, the other neighbor that I saw covering my next door neighbor's house with spray, he finally did stop when my neighbor came out to talk to him. But it's just, this doesn't change the ordinance at all based on the attorney that I spoke with. He made a recommendation to for a clarification in the definitions only. This is not, we're not adding an ordinance or anything, just a clarification. And what he came up with, it's on the nuisance on private property means adding an item five. There's four there now. And the fifth would be causing any trash, debris, leaves, dirt, paint, or other material to be blown or deposited on a property of another without consent. This includes such material conveyed, blown, or deposited by leaf blowers, power washers, sand washers, or paint sprayers. But it doesn't, the attorney that I went to, and y'all have who it was, said that it did not take away or add, it just added to the clarification of it. So someone could read it. I didn't know what the ordinance stated until I went in and asked him, what does this say?
I believe I understand your grief. My only concern, having done this for so many years now, my life revolves around dogs, trash, and neighbors.
Sure.
So my concern being is an ordinance that would put us in a position of having to determine who's being truthful and who's not.
Right.
So if there was trash on your property and you accused your neighbor, or let's just say somebody accused their neighbor, and the neighbor said, no, it's not, it's after the fact. If we observed it, as with the police officer observing something, but if we did not observe it, I don't know how we would take action based on one neighbor's word against another, and I don't know that we'd want to be in that position of being the judge.
Well, from what my attorney said, he said it doesn't, that the words are already there to take action.
Right.
They're there right now.
And that's how I read that.
Right. And
so he was pressure washing his fence, and he blew the grime off his fence onto your house.
Right.
Is that not a civil matter?
It is, but it's also covered by that ordinance
okay.
already. is what the attorney told me.
I understand, and I really do really think you have a valid point, but if I drove up after the fact, and let's just say all this stuff was put up and there was dirt on the side of your house, grime, whatever, how would I know that it was in part to his action and not your inaction?
Oh, the neighbor would have to prove it, but the point is that the way that the right now, he doesn't understand that I can't do that.
Okay.
And all this is
a neighbor.
Well, you know, now, it doesn't take my right away to take it. Minimum lawsuits, $5,000 for me, $5,000
right.
for him. That's absolute minimum.
Right.
And I don't mind using that and proving it in court. What this would do is just let somebody read it in leap without the legal. And I respect your profession because I can't read that stuff. It just have it presented in such a manner that he would understand. Hey, you know, maybe I don't need to be doing that.
Yeah,
that's all I'm asking here. It's a clarification. It doesn't add teeth to it. Doesn't take teeth away from it.
But it does add four lines, and it does add four very specific lines.
Right.
So you can say that it doesn't add or take away, but from our point of view, the more we add to an ordinance,
right,
the tougher it is on us.
Okay.
And I always err to the side of caution, and to me, it's a civil matter. It's a neighborly matter. We can citate it, but even if we did, it's still a civil matter for you to get it done.
Right.
We can't get involved in that. And I'm very cautious to add language like this.
I understand.
Ordinance that already exists. If your lawyer indeed said it's already there, then it makes no sense for us to add four more lines to be very specific about it.
Right. And you know, even people at the city said, call the police, file a complaint.
Sure.
I mean, you know,
that's our department for that.
Right. And it's not, and I'm not, I just would like to, when I make a statement, whether we had trouble with the dog and the poo and all of that, and when I told them at Bear Point that, listen, you've got to put it in a bag and cart it off. No, we don't have to do that. Well, why don't you read it? All I'm saying is it would be nice if it were in such a wording that the people that don't know anything about the law could read it and say, yeah, I'm that's
probably
part of
a 99.9% chance they're not going to read it anyway.
Right.
They're just going to have someone interpret it for them and either get a citation or not.
Right.
I don't have a problem with any ordinance making it more clearly defined. I just don't want to go to the point that it puts us again in a position of being called out to cite someone for something that we've got to make the determination who did. You know, right now, if we cite someone, it's right there in front of us. We see a nuisance. We see something that we know violates it. But now it's somebody's word against another. Somebody's describing something someone else did. We generally don't put ourselves in that position, just like our police cannot make that determination. I don't think if they don't see it happen, I think then it's up to the complainant to go down and file the charge. Am I correct?
Yes.
So,
well, you know, if I were going to court,
right,
of course, I would have all the evidence.
I got you.
Okay. I wouldn't put that burden on anybody.
Right.
Now, if the police showed up and they got covered in muck coming off of somebody's house, I'm sure that they would, that they could testify to that. It's just a point of clarity.
Right. Any other questions or thoughts? Because what I'd like to do is you hear what his thoughts are. He would like it better defined so that someone is truly aware of what action creates grief in their life, not just their neighbors.
Yeah, well,
not necessarily that we take action upon it, but am I reading that right, guys?
I don't care if y'all take action on it. I'd just like to tell them, like, put the poo in the bag and cart it off. It's that kind of thing.
Is this a long-standing problem you've had with your neighbor and then the pressure washing of his fence just finally that?
I've only been here since December of 13, so
yeah.
I see it, people doing similar things the whole time I've been down here.
Yeah,
this is the first.
It makes me
that it happened to me and to my neighbor next door within a period of two weeks. And it usually happens when everybody's trying to clean their property up. And it would be nice if there's something to say, hey, if you read this, you know, maybe you'll understand what the nuisance ordinance is until I go get Grant and say, okay, here's $5,000, go get this guy.
So you're, I want to clarify because I'm going to ask Juan to do something. So what you're asking is something more clear that you could walk out and say, read this.
Right.
Not that it puts us on the spot of now having to be an enforcement arm.
Because I've got to have proof. Okay. If I'm going to take it to court, just like I've got to have the same kind of proof if the police show up.
I got you.
You know, if somebody's not there and not doing it, it's a little hard.
Okay, I got you.
And really the only way, because I agree with the mayor, I mean, you put us in a point where who's telling the truth or not. You just either have to take a picture of it. A lot of people are taking videos, you know.
Right. Oh, yeah.
If you get that kind of evidence, then you might, it's a civil matter.
Right.
But you got to have evidence of that showing which one's telling the truth, you know.
And I wouldn't bring a civil matter against somebody unless I had absolute proof that I was going to win.
Absolutely.
And that's no different than a lot of the other.
So he was pressure washing the fence that separates your property.
Right.
And the grime off the fence was shooting over onto your house. Windows, griming it up.
There's a pool in between. He deposited stuff in the pool and everything else. But I said my house because that's the farthest distance away from his fence. Mm-hmm. I bought two lots next to build my house on in Bear Point. But he's directly behind me. Right. And the neighbor on the other side, we're cleaning their fence, 45 degree up, not paying attention where the material's going. I'd just like to have something to say, why don't you read this? I don't know. I don't want to cause any problem for the city. And
it's just not being able to enforce something you put on paper. But, Annette, did you have something?
I do. And I want to thank you for coming here today because we appreciate hearing from everyone. But your attorney has already told you that this information is in that ordinance.
Right.
I am very leery to change or clarify or add or subtract from ordinances. And I read the ordinance, and I think it's very easy to understand. And just wishing that someone else would understand it is not enough for me to say we should change the ordinance.
I understand.
Chances are he's not going to read it anyway. And if it was intentional, shame on him. But if it was unintentional, did he come and clean your house off for you?
No.
No? Did you ask him to?
Well, I won't tell you what he told me.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, if I was going to be a bad person about this, I'd let him continue. Yeah. I would have taken video. Everything else, and sued him for a lot of money.
Well, I hope it
because
never comes
I'm still
to that.
Cleaning black tar things that came off his fence off the side of my fiberglass pool. Still, this was weeks ago.
I am so sorry.
But
I hope it does not come to that.
You know, I don't know what the answer is. I guess that's the reason I'm asking y'all for something. You know, most people want to do the right thing if they know what the right thing is. They just a lot of times say, and you're right, they're probably not ever going to read the ordinance. So,
well, I don't know where he was raised, but mama raised me, you don't spray dirty, nasty stuff on your neighbor's yard. So, I mean, I don't know why that's a no-brainer. I mean, I'm frustrated for you because I would hate to ever have a neighbor like that. If that is what happened, that is what I would hate to be in that position. That's not a lot of fun. I just would like to ask Wanda to look at it, not make any changes unless we bring it back to y'all, but just to look at it, evaluate it, and the wishes are only clarification, not to put us in a position of enforcing or anything of that nature. And if there's anything else, I'll send it to you guys. If she feels like we need to stay just like we are, then we'll leave it, and I'll contact Mr. Smith. Will that be okay with y'all?
And you've got my all contact information.
Yes, I know where you live.
Yes, you do. Well, I appreciate you listening to it. I'm not trying to be a problem
for
the city. I don't know what it takes to make someone decide they want to be a good neighbor. Just hadn't figured it out. And if I need to take them to court, then so be it.
Yeah. You can't teach them what mom and daddy didn't teach them. Yeah. Right. You just can't do it. Yeah.
So. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Smith. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Jack.
Okay. Anyone else? Any other horror stories?
Good evening,
Ms. Tina.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I'm here with a very positive comment for you. As we all know, Tina DiAversa, 3376 Washington Avenue, Orange Beach. As we all know, a huge deterrent to crime and, you know, anything that is negative in our communities is the presence of our police and our law enforcement. And I just wanted to say tonight that I'm very proud to see the increased coverage that we have of our law enforcement, especially where I end up most of the time on Perdido Beach Boulevard. We're seeing more police, not necessarily stops, but just the presence. Even east of the bridge, Perdido Pass Bridge, in the early morning, I'm driving over to school and I'm seeing the police there helping to support our buses stopping and to make sure that people are seeing them around. I'm seeing our police up and down Perdido Beach Boulevard, up and down Canal, in areas where maybe there's not necessarily a lot of things that they, you know, need to be aware of, but they're just there. I'm seeing police cars parked down, further down west Perdido Beach Boulevard as you head over to Gulf Shores, and I think it's making a big difference. I'm very positive. I hear from guests that are guests of mine, locals and acquaintances of mine that are saying, hey, are you seeing the police? You know, has the city of Orange Beach increased their police force? You know, and they're seeing it in a very positive way. So I thought you needed to hear that from someone that's just a citizen. And I appreciate that. I thank you for that because I know you guys have a lot to do with it. And I thank you, Chief Fierro. And he, you know, he has shared that he sees some very positives from that as well. So thank you very much for that.
Thank you, Dana.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
You know, Ms. DiAversa, when you first started attending these council meetings, that was one of the things that you had mentioned about slowing the people down on Perdido Beach Boulevard. And we've caught a lot of flack over the last couple months about the pullovers and such like that. And when you hear these negative comments, another ticket, you know. A man at coffee a month ago said it's just like Wilmer used to be. And I don't know if y'all remember, Wilmer was a speed trap capital of Alabama and such like that. And I looked at that guy and said, do you realize that we are giving more warnings than we are tickets? Because we had asked you about that. So just, you know, a lot of folks going to work. You teach over in Pensacola, I'm assuming. So you're heading that way. You're watching the buses stop and looking out for those that are going around. So we appreciate you bringing that up because there's a lot of stereotype that our guys are just out there giving tickets. We're giving a lot of warnings. Now, I'm not going to say if my son was warned three times in a week, he was going to get a ticket because he probably would and deserved one. But we give a lot of warnings, okay? So we're not speed trap capital or anything like that. A lot of stuff like that I've been hearing in the last couple months. And thank you for that.
Well, we do pay attention to it. 70-30 split on warnings, tickets. You know, to me, there's three types of stops. There's good stops. We do a lot of good stops. There's bad stops. We do very, very few stops. It's the unnecessary stops that we have to worry about because the unnecessary stops are the ones that can be an image issue and serve no purpose other than we got a bored officer. We got somebody looking because they have nothing else to do. So we're constantly walking that fine line between making sure all our stops are good stops, very few unnecessary stops, and no bad stops. And I think we're doing a pretty good job of it. We've got a lot of people coming through town. And unfortunately, we've got a lot of bad people come through, passing through. So we have a necessary obligation to do what it takes to try to head off and prevent and create a reputation that Orange Beach is not the place to do bad things. So we're trying. But we can always improve. And we can always make sure we get rid of the unnecessary stops, which is my job. So, but thank you, Ms. Tina. Anyone else? Guess not. Man, I love it. All righty. I will entertain a motion to adjourn unless somebody's got an announcement.
So move.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you all for coming.
We'll adjourn.
Thank you.